two new prospects, big-time prospects in the fold in Garrett Cole and Josh Bell. And it is our pleasure now to introduce the man who actually represents all three of those players, and that is Scott Boras, Agent Scott Boras. Scott, thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Pleasure to be with you this afternoon.
First question is, I'm wondering, you know, wasn't long ago when the Pirates didn't spend a whole lot of money on the draft, and it didn't seem like there was much relationship between yourself and the Pirates. That changed with Pedro Alvarez, and now suddenly the Pittsburgh Pirates, of all teams, Scott, spent a record $17 million on this year's draft. Did you ever think you would see that day?
Well, I think in baseball, you know, we have a system now where teams are, you know, have revenue sharing that's in the $40, $50 million range. And we have, you know, an industry that's in the $8 billion range in revenue. So organizations have an opportunity to employ many philosophies to build within, and utilizing those resources to attract, you know, premium talents, and using a developmental system to assure those talents are of the quality that you can build upon. I think that's really the course that Pittsburgh's taking.
Everybody in baseball, Scott, seems surprised that anybody, never mind the Pirates, stepped up and signed Josh Bell after he drafted the letter telling teams that basically he was going to go to college. Teams like the Red Sox, we had Josh's high school coach on today, said the Red Sox are one team that kind of backed off. It seemed everybody did. How did you expect this to play out? Are you surprised at the way it did?
You know, working as an attorney for families and players, you really let them direct the course of their decision-making. Our job really is to give them, you know, an abundance of information to qualify what is being offered to them, place that into a forum of opportunity, of what the commitment means in comparison to what is customarily done. And certainly in this situation, Josh was given a commitment that is not normally given to high school players. And, you know, the scouting department of the Pirates obviously felt that Josh was worthy of that commitment. And so I think the family looked at that and looked at the opportunity inside the Pirate organization and let us know very late in the process that this was something they were going to do.
Now, the Pirates and Neil Huntington, did they come up from early on and say, we're going to get a deal done, or is this something that, you know, you almost had to pull an ostrich and wait for them to keep coming around, or were they up front to you saying, we're going to get a deal done with Josh?
I don't know. You know, the communications between the team and the parents is not something that I'm involved with, or the player. I'm more about assisting them with understanding the legal components of the uniform player contract, the collective bargaining agreement, the draft process, and as to you know, their specific decision making, you know, that we really make that a process for them as a family versus us just supplying them with the necessary information.
We're talking to Scott Boras here on Seibel, Starkey & Miller. And Scott, you've been around a lot of great talents in baseball. Talk to us a little bit about Josh Bell. What did the Pirates get here? What kind of talent is he?
Well, you know, Josh is a young man that has the ability to hit for power. And he's a very tooled player. He's athletic. And, you know, when you can get power pitching and you get power hitting all in one draft, you've had a very successful draft. And certainly Pittsburgh has achieved that.
Pedro Alvarez is a guy that you represent, Scott. What do you make of his struggles this season and now the Pirates sending him back to AAA?
Well, you know, with each player's advancement to the major league level, there are obviously dynamics that they have to go through. And certainly I think everybody knows that Pedro is a very talented and committed young man, and certainly I've had many, many clients who've been through the cycles of the adjustments needed to establish consistency at the major league level. And certainly we see and are very confident that over time that Pedro will achieve that and be a very valuable member of the organization.
Last question for Scott Boras. Scott, it just seems like every year the Major League Draft, it seems crazy, to be honest with you. It goes to the last minute with all these picks. Guys wind up missing developmental time because it's in the middle of August here. What would you do to fix the Major League Draft if it needs fixing?
I think the volume of it is the problem. There's really not a need in my mind to draft high school players, because when you look at the success rates, that once you get outside the first 60, 70 players chosen, the success rate dramatically drops. So there's very, very qualified scouts out there. If we could allow those scouts to focus on a smaller group of players, I would have a separate collegiate draft, a separate high school draft. That way your top scouts could be seeing your top players. And by limiting the high school draft, there would be less players to see and more focus on specific players and less mistakes made. And I think also we would take the money that is saved by not spending it on the, you know, the 5th through 50th round and apply that to premium players that we know more about them, certainly in the collegiate ranks. I think we'd be better served, and certainly the numbers, the success and the probabilities that we've studied would point to those adjustments to be very effective for all.
Well, Scott, we appreciate you taking the time.
My pleasure.